Well, Done With Debt is a consumer advocate firm specializing in debt relief strategies. I have asked Michael Pearson to join me to share his strategies and advice for people that want to end their debt permanently. Hi, Michael.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. So talk to us about credit card and loan interest rates have skyrocketed. How does this affect most Americans? Because we're all dealing with this.
Well, that's a great question. It's tough because it affects all Americans here. One thing that we always notice is that we can't control the interest rate. So your debt keeps building faster and faster. It's getting bigger and bigger. And what was once a manageable situation is now unmanageable. And with inflation going crazy, with just groceries, gasoline, rents, all the basic necessities, at some point something has to break and you realize that you're not going to get out of this debt maybe in years, sometimes decades. So it's tough.
Yeah. So a lot of people look to either get a loan or declare bankruptcy, but that can actually make it worse. I struggle with insomnia, Michael. I don't know if you do, because I know a lot of people, you go to bed waking thinking about your debt, you wake up thinking about it, or whatever your problems are. What's your advice for someone struggling with debt in general?
Go to donewithdebt.com, answer 3 to 4 questions, get in contact with us before you even make your next payment to that credit card. Before you call the creditors yourself, give us a call. There is hope. We will help you. Simply go to donewithdebt.com, fill out a couple questions. We'll have one of our experts call you right away. It's free at no cost to you. We don't charge anything until we start settling your debts. So what do you have to lose?
There you go. Easy peasy. That's a complex financial term that I hope you understand. Go to donewithdebt.com. That is donewithdebt.com. Michael, thanks so much. We appreciate it.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Oh, yeah. Happy hour, bitches. All right. Okay. It's not only Spencer Garrett, the hottest new fucking thing in Hollywood. He's the hottest ingenue in Hollywood. He's going to be in the new Quentin Tarantino film, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, coming out next summer with, Leo DiCaprio to me, Brad Pitt, and a cast of thousands. Hang on. He's playing Sean Hannity in the new Jay Roach film that we've been talking about, about Roger Ailes on Fox News. He's in America 2.0 podcast with our good happy hour friend, Lawrence Fishburne.
Mm-hmm.
But let's put all that aside for a minute. Has any other happy hour guest, Travis, ever come into my kitchen and gone, my girlfriend Dana Bash says she's a huge fan? Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I was like, oh, my God, you were made for us.
Thank you.
Thank
you. And we were made for you.
Where can I get one of those little ding, ding, ding things? Like I wake up and, yeah, I love that.
It's in Stephanie's box.
Oh, I'm sure you're good at boxes.
Hello.
If you're dating Dana Bash. I am a huge fan of hers too, please tell her.
Yeah, she's pretty great.
Oh my God, this is, I fell in love with you from the tweet you deleted, which I hope you will now repost.
Oh, no, I cannot.
That just said, go to sleep, Donald Trump, you psychotic twit. But this was during the primary.
Yeah. Like, haven't you embarrassed us enough? Yeah, that was good. That was a great day in my relationship life. That I got in a little trouble for that. So I've kind of zipped it up a little bit in terms of my vociferousness. People know how I feel. So,
But don't you feel like now that he's almost in prison, you can probably speak more freely?
I'm just excited about all the winning.
Don't you think Dana's going to call him a motherfucker on CNN soon?
I do not.
I do. Right?
She's
Anna Navarro said pussy on CNN. I don't know how many times.
She has. But Anna's got that spicy Latin
right.
And mouth.
Wolf
Dana's
Blitzer's
a little, Dana's
like,
very, she's very reserved.
I've been having a series of mini strokes for 2 years now.
I know.
Out of the road, just a pussy again.
Right? Dan has probably had to say shithole countries. How much longer can she say that before she says that traitorous motherfucker today did blah, blah, blah?
It's only a matter of time.
All right. Yes. Just saying. Then you can go ape shit on Twitter. Hi, Spencer Garrett.
Hi, Stephanie Miller.
How fantastic are you? First of all, the super hottest actor in the world right now, but you went to Duke and Fordham. You're like crazy smart.
Well, I got kicked out of Duke.
That's not important now.
Yeah, it's not important now. But I mean, it was important at the time. After my junior year, I was frittering about a little bit too much, and I was asked to take a little time off and go find myself.
What does frittering mean?
It means you're supposed to go to class when you're in college.
I wasn't doing that to great effect. Sure.
So I took a little time off. I took about 3 years off, and then I moved to D.C., and then I moved to New York, and I graduated from Fordham.
Right.
So I have two alma maters.
Right.
Essentially.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're wearing your jaunty chauffeur's cap.
Did you
drive yourself here?
Did you
Uber yourself here?
No, I had I had Jeeves take me here, of course. Yes, I drove myself here. I'm gonna take my jaunty hat off.
Where do I? No, I like it. I was just kidding. I love it.
Okay. Popcorn's not for you.
Wow. You're super handsome.
Thanks.
Look at you.
Wow.
Good job, Dana. Go on. Go on, Dana Bash. What?
Sorry. Because news is going to be breaking during this podcast.
I know.
Today.
Oh my God. Today's the best day ever already.
It's pretty special.
BuzzFeed has a breaking news story. The Trump organization planned to give Putin a $50 million penthouse in Trump Tower, Moscow.
Say that again.
The Trump organization planned to give Putin a $50 million penthouse at the Trump Tower, Moscow.
Well, that's not nothing, is it?
No. Yeah. No, not at all.
It's not nothing.
What could he possibly have wanted in return?
It just gets...
The presidency of the United States, perhaps?
It gets more and more...
Oh, my God, he's an illegitimate motherfucker! Okay, hi, Spencer, I'm sorry. Listen.
I'm trying to be good.
Her ADD is going to kick in really hard right now.
God. But today, with Michael Cohen, as we're taping this today, because this will drop tomorrow.
It's bananas.
But it is bananas.
Yes, it is.
I mean, I have to say, and I just saw on TV someone going, wow, that's the worst I've ever seen Trump. Like, you know, because you have to give him, they were saying you have to give him credit. He's really pretty good at bullshitting usually, but he was just like, literally today was hamana, 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 hamana.
What could you say other than rake the forest some more? Gotta rake that forest.
Yes.
You know.
Oh my God, someone posted the clip of Paul Manafort when someone asked him during the campaign, does Mr. Trump have any business currently?
That's what I said. Yeah.
Okay, fabulous. Jamie is molesting you. You have to do that impression again because it was dead on. So this is Paul Manafort when they were like, so your position is Mr. Trump has no business in Russia.
That's what I said. That's what she said. That's correct. That's right.
Yeah. That was fantastic. Oh my God, that was like dead on.
That was good. That was good.
Oh my God, did you study the whole transcript?
Tremendous. I've seen that clip a lot.
That's exactly
it's
what
like
he
how,
said.
It's how not to tell a lie.
You're like,
yeah.
You read it then, you're like, shady motherfucker.
Yeah.
Like, what? Look at that guy.
Yeah. The thing that sort of galls me is when Trump is saying that these people are weak. They're Manafort.
He's such a mob boss. Weak.
Yeah. They're weak.
Just do it.
Stunning. Stunning to me.
Oh, so, my God.
Yeah.
Meaning...
So Cohen is a weak guy. Yeah. Whatever.
I don't
know if you saw or not, but after Trump canceled his trip to Moscow.
Yes.
Or his meeting with Putin.
Yes.
Bob Menendez was on with MSNBC.
Yeah.
And he's like, I really wish he would have had that meeting so he could have told him how bad he could have stood up to Vladimir Putin for a change.
Oh, right. Right.
Oh, my God. He just, like, would you give anything, Spencer, to be a fly on the wall in Air Force One? They canceled all of his meetings at the G20 so that there can be no podiums and no questions.
Well,
and,
apparently
and there's no pictures, I guess, of him with Putin.
And Putin is looking for 2 hours to kill now, apparently. Like, he's like, well, we got extra time on our hands.
2 hours to kill, that's a loaded statement.
That is a loaded, I know. Well, at least it's him and not... But is the Saudi guy going to be there too?
Yes.
MBS? He'll be there?
Yeah.
In Buenos Aires? Yes. They're just all going to be tangoing with each other.
Yeah. What's new?
Tango.
Buenos Aires. Bunch of brutal, murderous dictators.
Wow.
I felt like you would appreciate me singing a Vita.
I did, and dancing at the same time.
Spencer, my point is that what? Okay, so somebody said today on our show, right, Travis? Like, what? Aren't you concerned for Michael Cohen? I'm like, put him in bubble wrap. He's just walking out of the courtroom. I mean, and someone on TV today said, oh, well, he's going to take a bullet for Trump. I was like,
yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think so. I mean, not anymore. I mean, he's flipped like Flipper.
You did that because you know I do that.
Nicely done. I wanted you to do that. Yeah. There's okay. So many memes, all of those little... Is it a meme or a GIF? I can never figure out those things.
I don't know.
The flipping yes. dolphin. They're all yes. over, all over yes. the Twitters today.
They call them...
Nice. You guys are good here.
We're good.
Love it.
All right. Okay, let's talk for a minute. Let's just pause for a minute while I freak out over you. Because what is going on? You're like on fire. Quentin Tarantino rounds out his new cast.
That was fun. Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
Spencer Garrett, Brenda Vaccaro. Listen, I'm old enough to have done the bit about her tampon commercial in the 70s like 1,000 times. Who knew Melania was going to model her Christmas display after, like, call it the tampon tree trellis? I didn't know.
I missed that.
She really has issues with the... Have you seen the Christmas trees?
I have no... Oh, the red... Yes, the Handmaid's Tale.
The Kotex yes. Christmas quarter.
Yes, I've seen that. Yeah, somebody put... The red Christmas trees, and then somebody put the little bonnets on them.
Yeah,
I know. It's disturbing.
Terrifying. To me, it looks like the lobby from The Shining.
Yeah, winter is coming.
All right, so you're in the new Quentin Tarantino film with nobody, just Leonardo DiCaprio, Brad Pitt, Margot Robbie, Burt Reynolds, Kurt Reynolds. Well, honestly. Kurt Russell, Dakota Fanning,
Al Pacino. Refresh page.
Al Pacino.
Yes. Refresh IMDb page.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It's Bruce Dern now.
All right.
But yeah, Bert was an old pal, and he's up now at the great.
Yes, no, I know. But once upon a time, this is fascinating. It takes place L.A. 1969,
yeah.
Right? The height of the hippie Hollywood. So DiCaprio, Pitt star as struggling actors, right?
DiCaprio is an actor on a kind of a cowboy western in the early 60s, and right. Brad Pitt is his stunt double. And I play a guy named... I was originally called Wink Martindale, actually. And they changed the name. And I forget the guy's name. I play a TV interview that comes to interview them on the set.
Okay.
On the set of their Western.
Did you have the tutelage of Dana Bash on how to interview people?
I did not. I actually did a little research on my own. Did my little homework. She does
that was inappropriate.
She does give me notes from time to time.
Yes.
Yeah.
How are those notes?
They're excellent. Thank you.
Okay. All right. So Rick has a very famous next-door neighbor, Sharon Tate, who's played by Margot Robbie.
Right.
This sounds fantastic.
Right. Oh, she looks amazing. She just finished it, I guess. She just finished her thing and then went right on to the thing that we're doing now, the Jay Roach film.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. What's... Okay.
What, I think why? We literally wrapped Once Upon a Time wrapped like last week.
Last week, yeah.
Spencer Gary, some people might be thing. Like, who is this? You're going to fucking
Story
know, bitches.
Life.
Bitches, yeah. You're going to know in a second. Because the Jay Roach
film is
about...
Who is that guy? I'm the guy from The Thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you're not just the guy from The Thing. You're going to be in the new Jay Roach film about Roger Ailes, playing Sean Hannity. Gretchen Carlson, of course, is played by Nicole Kidman.
Allison Janney, John Lithgow, Malcolm McDowell.
Oh, my God.
Craziness. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Okay. So, have you filmed this yet? Or
I did it. I finished last night, actually. I shot it all last week.
I saw the picture of you as Hannity.
I did my Hannity stuff. The wonderful, great scenes with the wonderful Tony Plana, who plays Geraldo. And I literally walked up to... I had met Charlize Theron a couple of times out of makeup.
Well, who hasn't?
On the set, who hasn't?
No, not me at all.
But I hadn't seen her in full Megyn Kelly gear. And I walked up to Jay Roach on the set the other day to give him a hug. And there was this very attractive blonde standing next to him.
Yes.
And I gave Jay a hug, and I hear she says, "Hello, hi, it's me." And I and it was Charlize as Megyn Kelly. It is extraordinary how much she looks like her. I mean, they've done her up. Allison Janney is in it.
Yeah.
But she's extraordinary in this film. It's going to be amazing.
When is it out? I can't wait.
I think it'll be out probably in the summer.
Okay.
I mean, it wraps in December, the end, like December 20th. So it'll be out sometime, hopefully.
The deal, it's like you specialize in political. You play Bob Woodward and Jason Reitman's current Gary Hart election pick, the front runner.
Played Tom DeLay.
I haven't seen that yet.
It's terrific. Oh, it's a terrific film. I played Tom DeLay in a movie called Casino Jack years ago. I seem to get picked as these sort of like these political guys.
Yeah,
a lot of pricks in suits.
Do we have any Tom DeLay from the old?
Because
he, like Jeanine Pirro, always sounded drunk. Right, he was always like
Tom DeLay.
Conservatives don't stand up to liberalism. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No one will. Ah.
Wow.
Wow. And he said, what about Obama's gift certificate?
You asked the president to show me his gift certificate? I mean, it's a gift certificate. His birth certificate?
Ha! You know what? You got to have the balls to go on TV flat out drunk, because what's not great about that?
Well, they didn't call,
they didn't call him Hot Tub Tom every Saturday.
They called him Hot Tub Tom for, you know, not for no... That was
Janine Pirro, is she drunk every Saturday?
I don't know. But Alana Ubach, who plays her, is she's got the voice down.
Oh my God! Yeah, right.
It's time, folks. It's time to shut it down, turn the tables, and lock her up.
The Demoncrats.
I've had a substantial amount of gin.
She calls them the Demoncrats.
No, yeah. Demon rats.
Demon. Oh, demon that's rats. Right. Demon rats. Yeah. That's right. Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God.
Of which I am one.
Spencer, hold that thought. All this Schadenfreude is making me hungry. How about some Omaha steaks, Travis?
I know what you're fixing for dinner after the podcast.
Oh, my God. It is seriously the best steak, the best hamburgers I've ever had. They are all you need to do. I add a little salt, a little pepper, a little fire, like a cave woman, and bam, the most delicious steak I've ever had. You've got to check out this deal I have for you now. Everybody loves getting the Omaha gift package for the holidays. I've given it to my mom before, who is a carnivorous beast like me.
I'm hoping you'll give me one for Christmas.
Yeah, well, let's go. Omaha Steaks is giving an amazing limited time offer to my listeners. When you go to omahasteaks.com, enter the code Miller in the search bar. You get 74% off Omaha Steaks family gift package. Originally $195, now $49.99. You can look like a big shot even if you're cheap.
How much meat is in that package?
Oh my God, thank you for asking, Travis. 4 hand-cut aged to tenderness top sirloin steaks, 2 savory premium pork chops, 4 chicken fried steaks, 4 Omaha Steaks burgers, 4 kielbasa sausages, all beef meatballs, 4 perfectly browned potatoes au gratin, 4 made from scratch caramel apple tartlets, plus 4 more burgers for free.
I already know what I'm doing with each and every one of those items. I'm going to sous vide. I'm going to take the chicken fried steaks home to my mom.
Oh, Omaha Steaks. Yeah. 5th generation family owned company, over 100 years of experience. OMG. Get this limited time package, only $49.99. When you go to omahasteaks.com, don't forget type Miller in the search bar and add the family gift package to your cart. Don't wait, this offer ends soon. Go to omahasteaks.com, type Miller in the search bar to send the Omaha Steaks family gift package today. And speaking of giving in the holidays, Travis, with the holidays just around the corner, now's the time to order those holiday gift cards for family and friends, right?
Oh, Dylan and I get to do our first ones as a couple this year.
Oh, my God. I'm so happy for you. Okay. I'm just kidding. Did that seem too transparent?
Wait, can I give you the picture of you and Mama Bone that you can send out to all of your friends?
Yes! Okay. This year, create custom holiday photo cards quick and easily and affordably at simplytoimpress.com. Simplytoimpress.com is your holiday photo headquarters with thousands of unique Christmas cards and other designs to choose from. All you do is upload your family photos or get them from Facebook or Instagram, personalize the text, and you're done. It's that easy. Simplytoimpress.com prints your cards professionally on your choice of premium cardstock in just a few days and rushes them straight to your door. The New York Times and Wirecutter named Simply2Impress their favorite custom photo card service. Simply2Impress even offers foil cards and hundreds of great holiday card designs for your business too. Place your order today to save 30% and get free shipping. Just enter the promo code DEAL at checkout. Save big on holiday photo cards today using the promo code DEAL at simply2impress.com. That's simply2impress.com. And now, back to the drinking and swearing. Hang on. All right, let's get to some... Who published this? Spencer Garrett. 5 fun facts you need to know.
Wow.
Okay, well, first of all, this is an adorable story.
Are there 5 fun facts?
Yes, I did research.
Okay.
I'm not just some drunk that works in my basement. All right, well, he did.
I find everything.
Here's what I'm saying, Spencer, is... wait, so you first met in 2013. You were on a break from House of Cards. Wait, who did you play in House of Cards? Oh, my God.
I played a guy... I played a Democratic congressman who's trying to run against Kevin Spacey for his whip seat.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That was a while ago. Got
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
it was
season 2.
My nephew was on it, too. He played
really?
The really dumb congressman.
Okay.
Oh, no, on Veep. I'm sorry, that's on Veep.
On Veep, yeah. Shot on the same soundstage, though.
Yes.
Oddly enough. They shared the White House. They shared the White House set.
Yes. I
did the first 3 episodes of season 2.
Oh, my God. Hilarious. All right, yeah. You've been so... Literally, they're like, political show, call Spencer. Get me Spencer Garrett.
That's it, man. I'll take it. You know? Why not?
Yeah. Why not? Well, okay, so... you were on a break from House of Cards. You were shopping with a friend. You asked if she knew any single women. She said yes, the smartest single woman alive, Dana Bash. So she texted Bash, telling her to Google you
yeah.
and then go over to her house. And then you've been together ever since?
It's 5.5 years. Yeah. Isn't that wild? Yeah.
Oh, my God. And Dana Bash loves me. What, right?
That's
what
all matters in the story to you?
That's all that
really
matters,
all matters
in the story.
In the story.
I love Dana Bash and Dana Butt.
Yeah.
Three-way. Okay.
If you want her to love her back, you have to call her Dana, though.
Dana.
Yes,
sorry.
Dana.
Did I say Dana? I'm sorry.
Well, it's Dana like banana. Yeah.
Right. Listen, I've had a substantial amount.
It's been a long couple
okay,
of years.
Okay, are you sure,
it's been a tough couple of years. I know.
Yeah.
Well, all the demon rats.
All right, this is... Okay, let's... So you tweeted, go the fuck to sleep, you psychotic twit. Haven't you embarrassed this... enough. God, and then you deleted that. But
I deleted it.
Can't you put it back up now?
No.
God, it's a forever.
Not if I want to keep this relationship. Let's move on.
Sorry. Oh.
Yes.
You're trying to break them up and keep the pieces
for
yourself.
Sorry, Dana.
Yeah.
No, I know what you're up to.
Dana, come on over to the dark side.
It's a bad moment for me. So, yeah.
You were in Mad Men as an Avon marketing executive.
I was.
I don't know why. I just love that. Just right, because I'm so old. Ding dong, Avon. Okay. You've been told you look like Bo Bridges by Bro Bridges?
I was told that, yes. Are these the five fun facts? Are we done with the five?
No, pretty much.
Okay, all right. Thanks for segueing out of my Twitter nightmare.
Sorry.
Yeah. That's okay. That's all right.
Sweat a little bit.
No, you got him.
All right.
Ow.
Just took me a little while to recover from that.
Okay,
so.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's all right.
Listen, she's going to be announcing all his progeny's, you know, trips to prison soon. It'll be fine.
Yeah.
Everything will be fair game then.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you feel like...
Oh, so you can repost it when he goes to jail, right?
I'll call you about that. Okay. We'll see about that. Yeah.
Don't you feel like newscasters have just been holding it in because you're supposed to? They're just gonna fucking blow all of them when this whole thing.
When's it gonna happen though? It's gonna happen before.
I think really soon.
You think?
I
so?
Think things are gonna be faster and faster
now.
Yeah,
she's like got an astrologist who's telling her.
Like, oh, do you
remember
really?
Back in the polite? No, he's a psychic. Back in the polite days,
I don't know the
do you remember?
I don't either.
People would have to...
Back in the polite days. When were the polite days?
Right. Newscasters would have to say, Michelle Bachman. Republican congresswoman. Who is married to... Marcus Bachman. Who runs a Christian counseling center to... And uses government money to... repair gay people. I'm Marcus, right? And then, right, like they didn't just like a newscast.
Nothing
just go,
subtle.
He's fucking gay.
Nothing subtle
he's
about
like,
him.
Oh my
he was
God,
like Rip
so
Taylor.
Gay.
It was like watching Rip Taylor. Yeah, right. Marcus Bachman. I mean, yeah.
It was like Best in Show or something. It was just like
he was like
I'm
he
her
was
husband.
He was
and I buy her bances.
It's like oh, he's Corky. It was like Corky in Waiting for Guffman. Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
Where are they? Are they still? Are they still together? Are they still a thing?
I don't know.
I think so.
Oh yes. Oh yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What do you mean? A thing? As in?
As in married. I mean, yeah?
As okay. in,
I think those two are going to make it work.
No, not as in that.
They adopted a bunch of kids.
But
right?
As in, he's probably... Sorry.
Is that interesting how that gesture elicits a wolf?
Yes.
From?
Sorry, Jamie. Shush.
Yeah.
All right. Shush.
Wow.
All right. Spencer.
Yes.
No, but don't you feel like... I mean, seriously. And was, exactly. I'm not bringing this up just because of Dana, because of... Honestly, he's lowered the bar so much in just our everything, right? Our political decorum, our public discourse. Like,
the discourse has been lowered, and it's,
but I'm like,
it's,
you've anchors have said shithole countries on the air. Anchors have said the president called Adam Schiff Adam shit on Twitter. Like they've had to. People have
funny?
Said,
I forgot
grab
about
him by
that.
The
was,
pussy. Like I mean,
I forgot about that. Was a week ago, and then you forget.
Right.
Just when you think, oh, right. You know, he did this thing. I mean, when he did the thing with the, you know, mocking the reporter, you go, oh, this is the moment. This is where.
Oh, that's
it's
it.
Going to be all
over.
That's
now.
It. It's done. And then we, you know, and then it's something else, and then it's something else, and you know,
I know.
It's it's really what it is to me is it's really just it's heartbreaking. I mean, I love this country. I love my country. And
me too.
It's sad that the level of discourse has gotten this, you know.
Yeah, but I mean, it is. I was just saying specifically in terms of even network anchors. Like, how do you cover him without sowing?
If you're quoting the president, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
And how do you? I've said this over and over. I'm obviously clearly a single childless loser that works in my basement. But how do you parent in this? How do you teach your kids? This is everything we teach our kids not to be, right? Don't be mean. Don't mock the disabled kid. Don't name call. Don't.
And don't curse.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I just, how long will it take us to undo the damage that he has done to this country and this world, like in our image in the world?
You know what? I think we will survive. We survived a lot. We survived, you know, two world wars. We survived Vietnam. Yeah. We've survived a lot of horrible
He's
stuff.
He's all of that rolled into one.
But I think we're going to survive it. I think we're going to be fine.
I do too.
I really do. I'm a cockeyed optimist.
Somebody tweeted, it made me so happy, Spencer, but it's just about like, this will be a horrible dark blip in our history. His picture will not hang in the White House. He will not have, like, he is going to be leaving disgrace.
It probably will, though. I mean, what do you think? You think probably not? You don't think he'll hang it?
I think my psychic is right. I think he's going to resign very soon. I do. I think just based on today.
Mm.
I think he's a coward. Spencer, he's always been a coward. He's going to go, oh, fake news, and it would have made America great.
I done all I can.
Thank you. Yeah, fake news, Democrat hoax. I'm going to go. But do we let him go? I mean, if he's found to have committed treason, do we just go, all right.
That's what, if our democracy is going to be a functioning democracy, and now you've got this, whether you want to call it a blue wave or not, you know, there's, what do we pick up?
What do you mean, or not? Picked up 40 seats.
40 seats, and so...
7 governorships.
Checks and balances work. I mean, the popular vote, the Democratic popular vote was something like 9 million.
9 million more.
Extraordinary. So,
and that's because of their fuckery, man. Their rat fuckery and gerrymandering and voter suppression.
But I think it's a nice sign that democracy works. And I think we're going to have a nice balance back to the other side.
I think they were able to micro-target the Senate seats, and they
really?
Did. Not just me. I mean, Jill Weinbanks, a lot of prominent people. I mean, we saw it in Georgia.
Yeah.
But I think that's what happens is when you're able to focus too much, like Russia was able to do in the swing states for 2016, I think Texas, Florida, Missouri, North Dakota, like they were able to micro target. They knew the seats were going to switch. We're going to decide the Senate.
But we also helped them with like voter suppression laws in North Dakota that wiped out, or not wiped out, but
we
suppressed
didn't help
the vote
them.
Of Native Americans.
That was mind-blowing to me, the North Dakota thing.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know
we
to what degree them. Russia yeah. was involved. No one does. I'm saying the Republicans themselves have clearly shown they don't care if they have to cheat to win, anything to win. And, yeah.
But, I mean, Russia didn't have anything to do with Cindy Hyde Smith or, you know, the guy in Florida, you know, running against Gillum. I mean,
who knows?
Yeah.
We know that they were in our voter systems and Trump did nothing about it, obviously.
Yeah.
We know they hacked the Republicans.
But Stacey Abrams was an amazing
it.
Candidate. And the guy running against Stacey Abrams, who, you know, I mean,
garbage.
Garbage. Clearly.
She clearly won. That was so egregious, Spencer, that it was hard to ignore.
But I try to look at the bright side of I try to look at the silver lining in that she was an extraordinary candidate. She was a great, strong candidate. Beto was a great, strong candidate.
Yeah.
And they're not going anywhere. You know, you have to think, as dark as things are, you have to think, well, that's a good sign for the democracy.
Yeah.
These really, you know, Gillum was terrific.
They'll
be back. I hope they'll be back. I hope they don't just, I mean, Beto O'Rourke said, I'm going to go back to El Paso and, you know, and just, you know, live my life. But I hope he will come back.
He's going to do something.
Yeah, he'll do something.
Yeah, he was like a Bobby Kennedy, man.
He was terrific. He was great.
Was past tense. I just mean that campaign.
Yeah. No, he's great.
But I mean, also, it's like, it's the aspirational aspect of these candidates.
Right.
And tying this back to your podcast.
Yeah.
Because that's kind of what you do with America 2.0.
America 2.0.
Yeah.
You wanted it to like.
With Lawrence Fishburne.
Lean into something
Kate
like,
Walsh.
What you could do and what could be done.
Well, that's what it's funny because the guys that wrote it conceived of it before this election and they really wanted to do a kind of a West Wing 2.0. They wanted to kind of bring the West Wing into.
Well, that's why. Well, you said I didn't even know you went to the Sexy Liberal Show with Martin Sheen at the Savant Theater. And we were saying that's why, you know, on Netflix, there's a new, you know, renaissance of West Wing, because you're right. And same thing with America 2.0, that people are like, I want to believe in that again.
I've been watching The West Wing. I'm on season 4 now, I think. I started watching it. I think I told you this. Like I started watching The West Wing a couple months ago just to rekindle my faith in what this country could be and what democracy can be. And it was so great to see, like, when Martin Sheen came out and gave these wonderful quotes. I mean, he's so passionate.
You're
so
talking great. To his two Secret Service guards here.
Yeah. Oh, that's always, was that you guys?
You didn't recognize us out of our suits.
Yes. No, he's amazing. But but that's what we're trying to do with America 2.0. And it really caught on. I mean, I think we hit something like, there's something like 550,000 podcasts that exist in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we are number 9 in arts in the U.S. And we're number 1 in the U.K., Canada, Australia, France.
And explain what it is, because it's not a normal podcast. It's an actual fictional scripted.
It's TV for your ears, is what we call it.
Oh.
It's a 6-part narrative podcast. It started out actually as a TV pilot. And J.S. Mayank, who created it, basically decided to chop it up into 6 20-minute segments and turn it into a narrative podcast. So he serialized it, and it's about a young congressman who used to work for the outgoing Democratic president, who's played by Lawrence Fishburne, President Rutherford. And he runs for Congress, and there's an incumbent Republican. He's sort of Trumpian president, and he decides to run, and he's not very good at his job, and he comes up with the idea of giving every American citizen $1 million, which sounds absolutely ludicrous, but technically, I think it's actually possible.
Right.
These guys did the research. I mean, if you had the Treasury print up $1 million for every American citizen, and it's on its face is an absurd concept, but and it's basically everybody pushing back against him and the idea of that. And Patrick Adams and Kate Walsh and Lawrence Fishburne and Ming-Na and Shanola Hampton.
Can you hook us up with Kate Walsh? Of course, I mean that professionally.
Isn't she amazing? And she
I went to Martin Sheen's birthday party, and a bunch of people mistook me for Kate Walsh, and the rest of them Allison Janney.
At
Martin Sheen's birthday party.
At Charlie's house.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
You
I was supposed to be there.
Was leaving, and then Al Pacino was in the kitchen, you know.
As you do.
I was like, oh,
yeah.
Hi.
Yeah. Well, I missed you there. I would have been there.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
now
yeah.
we've met.
Did you see Fishburne there? Is that where you met Lawrence?
Yeah. Yes. He was in some Taekwondo outfit, and I fell in love immediately.
He were wearing his sort of kimono-y thing?
Yeah. He was like, it looks like he was like doing Tai Chi for, I don't know, Charlie Sheen and Emilia Estevez.
That's what he wears all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he's a god. He's a god of some kind.
Kind of is. We go to the Magic Castle from time to time. He's a member of the Magic Castle. We go in, and you have to wear like a jacket and tie at the Magic Castle. And
Lawrence is like, no, I'm Lawrence Fishburne.
Somebody walked up to him and said, you know, pardon me, sir, but there's a dress code. And he just gave him that Morpheus look. Like,
I am Morpheus.
Take the green pill. I'm wearing this fucking thing. And that's end of conversation.
Yeah. He was here for happy hour. It was just.
I heard it.
I literally was like, oh my God, I'm talking to Morpheus.
It was great.
Talking to Morpheus.
Morpheus. He's great. He's terrific. But he agreed to do the podcast. And when he signed on, we got Patrick Adams from Suits and all of these other people.
Yeah.
And the great thing about it, if you listen to it, is. Not a single actor, really, throughout the course of the recording of this thing. Lawrence and I weren't in any scenes together. Lawrence and Patrick weren't in any scenes together. It's engineered in such a way that it makes it sound like they're in the same room.
Wow.
Patrick and Kate Walsh weren't in the room at the same room at the same time.
Wow.
But they sound like they're...
Yeah.
You know, it's really beautifully
yeah,
done.
So
no, I'm very proud of it.
I've listened when we had Lawrence on.
Yeah.
And it's.
Oh, that's right.
But I think you're absolutely right that it's we all hunger for. Somebody asked me today, I was interviewed for Hustler.
Wait,
it was a fully clothed interview.
Uh huh.
What?
Yeah. Oh, what? I'm gonna echo Travis.
But they were like,
what?
Oh, who for 2020? Like,
you didn't know this?
Aren't we at the point where we're like, fucking anybody? Anybody would be better than this motherfucker. Like, it's just, oh my God, this is like as bad as we thought it was going to be. Right when you tweeted that tweet in the prime, you're like, could you even imagine how every day?
I feel like I'm still recovering. I mean, I feel like we're all kind of like we're in this sort of fever dream of, is this really real?
Yeah,
is this really happening? Is the leader?
Don't you wake up and go, Donald Trump? No, he's not. This is right. This is not.
There are times when I just go, did he just say raking the forest?
Right. Yes.
Yeah, he did.
Mm-hmm.
So it is what it is.
He's probably gonna. Oh, he said Reykjavik. That's what it was.
Well, he was talking about Finland. He was talking about.
Yes, I know.
Yeah.
Plausible.
Wait, no, that's plausible. Yeah.
No.
The Finnish.
Not at all.
Better.
We all have Gavin Newsom. What the fuck face? Now we're just like.
Wasn't that great? Standing next to Newsom and Jerry Brown.
What?
God bless him. Yeah.
What?
Yeah. I love that we have like a really handsome governor. Like, he looks great in that.
Oh my God!
Yeah, yeah.
He's gonna feel like there's people that are like better looking than people that are going to play them in the movies, right? Like Valerie Plame, I was like, you're better looking, whatever.
Tom Cruise is not tall enough to play Gavin Newsom in the movie.
No.
No. I could play him. No, I couldn't. No. He's got spectacular...
You can do anything, Spencer Garrett.
Well, God bless you. Thank you. He's got spectacular hair, though. I would kill to have that hair. He's
so
got
I
that...
totally forgot that I saw you with Stephen Weber at LA Sexy Liberal.
How much do we love Stephen Weber?
Oh, my God. Yeah. So much.
Yeah.
So much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was emailing with him yesterday. He could not make it today.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say.
But we're going to get
He's like, if Spencer's
soon.
Coming, I don't want to be there.
Yeah.
I don't want to...
He wanted to come early.
No,
he
I'm
wanted
happy
to upstage
that,
him.
That your girlfriend, Dana Bash, if we're reviewing, is a fan, and I'm a fan of hers. And because I feel like, and they were asking me, Hustler, like, wow, you're really unhinged. You're really, you know, like, wow, like off the chain at Sexy Liberal. I'm like, how can you not be with Donald Trump being president? I feel like our show or whatever, like the stuff that you, it's the primal scream that we're all feeling.
But that's what,
like, you can't talk about this without.
Yeah.
Drinking and swearing.
What, drinking and swearing? I love that. In fact, I love that we're drinking and swearing.
Yeah.
Thank you for inviting me to drink and swear.
Uh-huh.
But talking about the primal scream and bringing it back to this podcast, it's sort of like it's the anti-primal scream. That's why people are responding to it so much and so well, is because it's aspirational, and it's like it's what politics could be and should be.
Did you hear Geraldo Rivera go off on Fox?
No.
Oh my God.
About,
wait, do
wait,
we
can
have
we pull
it?
That up?
About Fox
about,
or
about no
about Fox News' coverage
I mean, because,
of the crisis at the border.
Right. I mean, Spencer, no. Don't you feel like at some point this is not going to be partisan anymore? When people realize he is a fucking traitor that has sold his country out to benefit himself, when Mueller is how many steps ahead of all of us, right? But I almost feel like tear gassing babies at the border, like, is that a partisan thing? Is that partisan anymore?
No.
And you feel like even, it's not just Shep Smith. Wait, do we have? Yes.
I love Shep Smith.
This was Geraldo Rivera a couple days ago on Fox News.
I refuse to deal with this as a media issue because it's far too important. With all due respect, Jesse, this is something that goes to the very quick. This goes to my soul.
Right. But that's how the audience is consuming it.
Fulfilling my role as the designated piñata on Fox News, I want to say
that's
I am ashamed. This tear gas choked me. We treat these people, these economic refugees, as if they're zombies from The Walking Dead.
Wow.
I think we arrested 42 people. 8 of them were women with children. We have to deal with this problem humanely and with compassion.
Wow.
These are not invaders. Stop using these military analogies. This is absolutely painful to watch. We are a nation of immigrants. These are desperate people. They walk 2,000 miles. Why? Because they want to rape your daughter or steal your lunch? No, because they want a job. Well, they want to fill the millions of unfilled jobs we have in the agricultural sector. They want to wash dishes in the restaurants. They want to deliver the pizzas. For goodness sake, I can't, we suspend our humanity when it comes to this issue, and I fear that it is because they look different than the
mainstream. Geraldo, can I respond? Because,
sure,
can I say, I'm shocked at that. I mean, I never thought I would say this in my lifetime, that I have a newfound respect for Geraldo Rivera.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's extraordinary.
But that's what we all say, right?
Like, yeah.
And I'm going to see my 95-year-old Fox News watching Trump voting mom, Republican mom in, you know, over Christmas. And
how do those,
like,
Christmases go?
Well, not very well.
A little more
we
wine.
Don't talk about politics, but
yeah.
I'm wondering, does that break through to her or the rest of our friends or family that, like, you know,
if he's on Fox, I mean, you watch Shep Smith. I mean,
Shep
Smith speaks truth to power. I mean, you know, he calls balls and strikes.
Will we be able to reclaim this this country from our friends and family who we love, who have been conned?
I just want everyone to know, Geraldo Rivera, he is okay, because today he called Michael Cohen a rat.
Okay.
It was a moment. It was a passing moment.
Okay.
So don't, before you start feeling too bad.
I almost lost my contract.
Before you start feeling too bad for Geraldo.
Uh-huh.
He's back.
Called him a rat.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
I thought it was Geraldo.
So anybody that cooperates with the government is a rat.
Mm-hmm.
And anybody that tells the truth.
Obviously.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're not with
somebody
Trump,
got him talking to.
You know what? I take it back. Slurp.
Slurp, slurp, slurp. Yeah, but you're right. There are those moments of humanity.
But he's right about that. I mean,
cracking through with people,
yeah.
Where they're like, What the fuck? Jesus Christ. Yeah. This is a shoeless toddler in diapers that just got tear gassed.
It's not my country. It doesn't. I don't recognize my country anymore. You know, it is heartbreaking.
That's what the Khashoggi thing felt like the most to me.
Yeah.
Siding with the Saudis. Over our own CIA, our own intelligence.
And that's another whole scandal. We're going to find out how much money, excuse me, I have the hiccups now, they're putting in his pockets and Jared's, right?
Yeah. Yeah. But didn't, is it true, I read today Argentina, I mean, they're all on their way to Argentina, but isn't Argentina looking into the Saudi thing now? They're looking to...
I hadn't heard about that one yet.
They're subpoenaing, they want to get the tapes of the murderer, and they want to hear it for themselves.
Yeah.
They're looking into it, so...
Yeah.
Before the murderer in their country?
I love that Putin's meeting with MBS.
Oh, is
like,
he?
No, polonium is better.
Yeah.
Polonium is better.
There are better ways of doing this.
No, just go with the bone saw. Trump won't do anything as long as you're paying it.
Jake Tapper said
it's so horrible that you don't even know how to talk about it anymore.
Was it Mattis said there's no smoking gun, and Jake Tapper said, actually, it was a bone saw. You know, I mean, it boggles the mind.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
Yeah.
I have the hiccups.
I have that effect on people.
I feel like we need to go upstairs and see what's happening now.
I'm telling you what's going on in the news.
Okay.
I'm watching Twitter.
I feel like I'm going to hiccup up a lung in a second. Spencer Garrett, I don't even know what to say about you. You're like, you're just...
Oh, wow.
From the time I first read your tweet about... Sorry, I meant to spring that up. Trump, go to bed. You psychotic twit.
You've got the hiccups.
I really have the hiccups.
You have the hiccups at perfect
timing. You know
what
it is? I'm getting overly excited about indictments. I feel like there's going to be more. Don't you feel like it's going to happen faster and faster now?
Do. Well, tomorrow is Friday.
Yeah.
Let's play a game. Who's going to be indicted tomorrow?
Jerome Corsi.
And who knows? Roger Stone?
Don Jr. He lied to Congress.
Don Jr. Oh, my God. I'm sorry. I feel like I'm going to barf.
What happens when you have hiccups and an orgasm
Not
at the same
in a bad
time?
Way. I think I might hiccup and have an orgasm at the same time. Because Spencer Garrett, how do we follow you at Twitter?
You could follow me at number one, Spencer Garrett. And on the Instagrams, it's Spencer Garrett, number one. Listen, America 2.0, it's on Apple Podcasts.
Please.
It's on Spotify.
It's fantastic.
It's on SoundCloud. It's everywhere. Thank you.
Let's get you to number one.
Let's get us to number one.
He's in the new Quentin Tarantino movie. He's in the new, oh my God, Jay Roach
the
movie.
The front runner.
He plays
Jason
Sean
Reitman's,
Hannity.
The front runner plays Bob Woodward.
In the theater right now in the front runner.
Bob Woodward on the front runner. He's all the shit, people. He's Dana Bash's boyfriend, which is like the last thing.
Dana,
which is the last thing on his resume.
And the best thing anybody could say about me probably. Is
no.
She's the best
thing. No. You are the hottest thing in town.
You're too kind. You're too kind.
Who's that?
You're very sweet. I don't know. I'm James Mason.
And he's David, made up.
James Mason and David Niven together at the same time. I'm on glass of wine number two, and I'm turning into, I don't know, Ronald Coleman. Hello.
It's fantastic. Follow him, worship him like we do. Wow, what's going on? Ugh. We love you, Spencer.
I love you back.
Garrett.
Lost some Twitter followers the other day because I said something inappropriate. So come on back.
Come on back, motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Be inappropriate as you want around here.
Yeah.
Happy hour. Debt. You go to bed thinking about it. You wake up thinking about it, right? Here's the truth. The system traps you in debt. High interest credit cards and loans makes it nearly impossible to pay off all your debt. And insane inflation keeps you stuck paycheck to paycheck. Done with Debt is your lifeline. Done with Debt has an ingenious new strategy to help erase your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. Done with Debt analyzes all the debt options you qualify for. They know how to reduce bills. They know how to cut interest rates. Their skilled staff of negotiators knows how to get debt out of your life permanently without bankruptcy and without a loan. Done with debt. They're the experts in brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. But you need to hurry because some debt solutions are time sensitive. Time to finally get some sleep. Time to rest easy. Here's how easy they make it. Go to donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. One more time. Donewithdebt.com. Do it now. Donewithdebt.com.